Well, as you heard then as well, the Ministry of Education could lose 565 jobs. The Public Service Association says that includes around 200 staff from the Curriculum Centre and 90 regional staff who connect schools to the experts needed for children with disabilities and behaviour issues. Secondary school teachers are worried their workloads will increase as a result. For more on this, Chris Abercrombie, the Post-Primary Teachers Association President, is with us now. Kia ora, good morning, Chris.
Kia ora.
So tell me about your concerns with the loss of the 565 jobs at the Ministry of Education.
We've got significant concerns, particularly around the curriculum change package and the NCA change package. They seem to be wanting that, the government wants that to be happening. They want curriculum change, they want NCA change, but they seem to be also cutting the workforce that's going to provide that.
What about the frontline staff or the actual teachers and principals? The Education Minister has said that the cuts won't affect children or frontline staff.
Well, it depends on how you define effects. No principals or teachers will lose their jobs in these cuts. That's really clear. But the work that they do is supported by the curriculum centre, by the regional offices, by those positions. So it's absolutely going to affect the work that teachers and principals do.
You think they'll have to do more?
Or do more, they're going to have to make changes. You know, the curriculum refresh and NCA changes are really, really important work, something we all agree on, us, the government, we all agree this is really important work. And one of the reasons we supported the NCA delay was to create time to get the work done properly and not have it done rushed. And they seem to be ramping down that workforce. Only they're going to have to ramp it up in 20 months' time to get the work done.
The government's, well, their argument is that the extra staff haven't improved outcomes at the Ministry of Education. The numbers given to us here in 2017, 2,600 people worked at the Ministry of Education. That's up to 4,000, was up to 4,300 now. So 1,700 odd extra staff. That hasn't translated into better outcomes in schools. How do you respond to that?
Well, I definitely think there could be some efficiencies made. You know, I'm not saying that every single position is needed, but what I am saying is that in that time period, they also announced, the government announced the curriculum refresh, the NCA changes, and any changes like that, significant changes to the education system in Aotearoa New Zealand, is going to need a workforce to do it. So it makes sense the workforce has increased. And it's just really concerning this government who wants to make changes to the English and Maths curriculum. They've got an advisory group to literally do that, and they're not going to have the workforce to do that at the ministry.
So what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it's either going to get pushed back onto teachers, or contractors are going to be brought in, or the work's just not going to get done, or it's going to get done poorly. And that's our real concern.
In your statement, you say it will have serious ramifications, but maybe not immediately, but over the next couple of years. So that's what you're talking about, the refresh of the NCEA system.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the criticisms of the rollout of NCEA Level 1 was how delayed it was, how pushed back it was, how quick it was, how poorly done it was, the implementation. And we're really worried we're going to see that again in Level 2 and 3. As I say, the reason we agreed, supported the pushback, the Minister quoted us in the House supporting it, was to get the time to be able to get it done well. And we're really worried it's not going to happen now that they're ramping down the workforce.
What about the access or help with accessing help for children with special needs, that type of thing?
Yeah, so that's the regional offices. And I'm really struggling to see the argument that they're not frontline. These aren't some bureaucrats in the headquarters at Wellington. They're in offices in Invercargill and Napier and New Plymouth. And, you know, that's who these people are. And they're the ones that schools deal with every single day. They're the ones that, you know, support schools in getting access to the resources and experts they need. They've got really positive relationships with schools. Every school I talk to, they've got really positive relationships with their local ministry office. So I'm really struggling to see how an office in Invercargill could not be a frontline service.
The assurances given by the Minister just finally are that the savings here will be redirected to frontline workers. Are you reassured by that?
I'm really hopeful that will take place. You know, that would be fantastic if it was. But I'm really concerned about what their definition of frontline is. Is frontline the schools? Is it teachers, or is it, you know, I would consider the ministry office in rural sectors, in regional sectors, frontline, and they seem to be cutting those services.
Well,
so I'm really concerned about what frontline means in this case.
What would it take for you to think, oh, okay, yes, I can see the logic behind that. That is frontline service and that did need more.
Well, we've got a briefing from the ministry on Friday. They've reached out to offer us a briefing, so we're really hopeful that briefing will be able to allay our concerns around this, particularly around the NCA refresh and the curriculum changes.
Appreciate your time this morning. That was Chris Abercrombie from the Post Primary Teachers Association, the president there. We'll be speaking to the Minister of Education, Erica Stanford, about all of this after 7:30 this morning.